Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The city of Riverbank, north of Modesto in Stanislaus County, is celebrating its centennial, 100 years. This weekend is the Riverbank Wine and Cheese Festival, the 45th anniversary of the event. The festival is a homage to the region's diversity of people, food, and of course, wine. With a year to make changes and expand the festival, there is a lot to see, to smell, and to taste. The event will highlight local wineries and have entertainment to enjoy. Joining us is Tamara Spade, festival organizer and CEO of Simply Divine Events. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Let's start off with the city of Riverbank. For people who haven't made the trip to Riverbank, I mean, describe the city to us. What do you like about it?
Well, Riverbank is still a small town, but growing. So you have your new area, which is full of shops and new shopping areas of restaurants and so forth. And then you also have your older part, which is downtown and vibrant and fun.
Your company, Simply Divine Events, is located in the heart of the Central Valley. What do you love about putting on events like this throughout your community?
We love doing all kinds of events, you know, from festivals to corporate dinners and so forth. But I love working in the Central Valley. It's different than being in a city. The people are different. So we really enjoy it. And we especially festivals, because you're out there and you're seeing these families come out and having fun and enjoying the day. And so that's really kind of a give back for us.
Yeah. And this festival was like most casualties during the pandemic. I mean, it was supposed to happen in 2020, but obviously it was canceled. And then the following year, it was held as well. Now that you're going to be bringing it back for 2022, what can people expect this weekend? Because it's Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Yeah. So I know during the COVID pandemic, it was really difficult, but this year we've got some new things that are coming, and we're excited about the weekend. And I think we're going to have a great attendance. I know other festivals throughout the year have really been packed. And so people just want to get out, especially after being cooped up for a couple years.
Yeah. And given that it's going to be over the weekend, I would imagine you're expecting a good amount of people. Have you expanded the size of the event?
I would say there's probably going to be anywhere from 10,000 plus people coming through over the 2 days. So it's a large event anyway. And like I said, with the wine and cheese tasting area, we get about 2,000 people in there. And then through the festival, 10,000. So there's something to do for everybody that's out there, from kids to adults. It's just a fun weekend.
If you can set up a little itinerary, if someone's going for the first time, what should they tackle?
I would say we have over probably about 150 vendors that are out there. So from crafts to food to commercial, that's probably the first thing they should tackle. And, you know, come shopping, bring your purse, bring your wallet, because there's lots of things to buy. And then from there, you know, buy a ticket, go to the wine and cheese tasting area. There's not just wine and cheese, but beer. You can relax outside to some music. We've got all kinds of stuff.
And you're in the heart of California's agriculture community. You're also going to be highlighting regional food. There's like a 5-course meal, correct, that's planned?
Well, we had that the first year. We're not doing that this year. We did that last year as a kickoff. And something a little different this year, we're not going to do it, but we are going to, just because we have, being the centennial and so many vendors, it's been overwhelming, that we're going to just have the festival this year.
Yeah, no one's going to leave hungry, that's for sure.
No, we have so many food vendors and all different varieties, from Asian food to barbecue to Lockford sausage. I mean, we've got it all.
I have made trips to Lockford sausage. It is wonderful. It's very delectable.
It is wonderful.
So for many of those, I mean, it's not only just sipping wine. You're also going to have painting events, too, and other activities to allow people get their creative juices flowing.
We are. So this year we've added a painting area for people to come in. There's different sessions that'll be available, but you can paint your own wine glass. And I think that would be a lot of fun. And then we moved our wine and cheese tasting venue to a larger venue. And like I said, we've added music out there and other drinks besides just wine and cheese. We also have peanut brittle. We have olive oil tasting. So there's a lot going on in that.
Yeah, that brings me to the event is family friendly. What can children and families expect and what can they look forward to this weekend?
Yeah, so you can look forward to, I think the weather's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Come out. You've got a kid zone. You've got rides. You've got inflatables for them to play on. And then you've got lots of shopping and vendors. And then again, our wine and cheese tasting venue with olive oil, peanut brittle, and different beers. There's just, and then we have live music. I left out, we've got two stages going with live music. And so there'll be a variety going on there. And then on Sunday, we have Hispanic Cultural Day. We'll have the dancing horse competition. We have the folkloric dancers. I mean, there's just a lot to see over the weekend.
Oh, I love folklorico and some mariachi too, maybe as well.
So yes, we've got that going on Sunday. So if you're interested, come out.
Yeah, it is perfect for Hispanic Heritage Month. I mean, I'm just keep going back to the fact that you're expecting like 10,000 people. I mean, what goes into creating an event like this, like feeding everyone and giving them a lot of fun options over a 2-day weekend?
Yeah, so we start planning as soon as we end the festival. So it takes about a year to plan. Obviously, you know, we want to be selective on our vendors that we have out there and make sure that they're going to be vendors that people can shop at and not just, I guess, informational. But the food, you know, again, very selective in who we'll have out there just to make it a fun weekend event for people to come out and visit.
Often with these festivals, when I go to them, you know, I'm left feeling a lot of pride from the community. It's really a way to showcase, you know, and celebrate all the wonderful things that you all have in the Central Valley and the city of Riverbank. I would imagine there's a lot of excitement from, you know, over 150 vendors, not to mention the food and the wine and the entertainment and everything that's going into it from locals.
Yeah, I think the locals love it, you know, and I think a big part of doing these festivals downtown like this is to help the businesses. It brings people in, people on Main Street. They keep their doors open, you know, so people can go in and shop there too. So, you know, it's just a small town feel that brings people and the safetiness of it. You know, bring your family out. I mean, we don't charge to get into the festival. You can come roam around. It's just something to do for the weekend.
And there's also a car show as well, right?
There is. So we'll have the car show out there. That's going to be Saturday only from 10 to 4. And it's going to, you know, we've already got lots of cars coming out. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then, like I said, from there, you can go visit the kids zone. Yep. Just multiple things.
You know, I know you had a kind of like a small kickoff last year, but given that this is really like the first year you're welcoming back so many people and it coincides with it being the centennial of Riverbank, the city of Riverbank in Stanislaus County, it just must be extra special for everyone.
It is extra special. And I think that part of that, the reason we didn't do the dinner is because of the centennial year, they've been doing little events throughout the year since January. We just had the biggest centennial event in August. And so, you know, this festival is kind of like the end of the celebration. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
You're just keeping the party going.
We are just keeping the party going.
Tamara, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Tamara Spade is the festival organizer and CEO of Simply Divine Events, talking to us about the Riverbank Wine and Cheese Festival. It takes place this Saturday and Sunday in Stanislaus County, and it is free to get in. So a great trip to make to the Central Valley with pretty awesome weather. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.